It is time for today's Community Conversations, being brought to you this morning by Flint County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. And today we are being joined with the Flint County Conservation. We have naturalist Heidi Reams joining us via a phone line. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Chris.
Well, another week and another week of lack of snow. How's it going at the Flint County Conservation in terms of winter activities?
Winter activities are very slow, so we are just thinking ahead to spring now. I've given up on winter.
Now, once spring arrives, that's when we'll get all of our snow.
Right, and then it'll make a mess of everything.
It will. Well, plenty of things going on with the Flint County Conservation. You're always staying busy, wintertime or summertime. And coming up, looking at the website, you have Hunter's Education on the way. Give us an update on that, and how do our listeners get signed up?
Yep, so with spring hunting season's coming, we have Hunter's Ed class on Saturday, March 21st. It is an in-person all-day class, and it's for anyone ages 11 and up, and they can just go to the Iowa DNR website and sign up there for the class. There is no cost. They do not have to bring anything, and lunch is provided, and they'll do everything they need to that day, take the test at the end, and if all goes well, walk out with their Hunter's Ed certificate.
That is great. Plus online registration, as you mentioned. You can find that at floydcoia.org, or you can just search for Floyd County, Iowa Conservation. Hunter's Ed, it'll take you right to that page. Now, there is Maple Syrup Fest, if I'm not mistaken. That's on the way, too, right?
Right. So since the weather has turned so warm, our volunteers actually tapped the maple trees yesterday. And so on February 21st, which is just 2 weeks away, we will be having our Maple Syrup Fest. And that is a pancake breakfast and pancakes and sausage. The sausage is from a local farmer that has donated that to us. And on top of your pancakes, you will be able to put some maple syrup that was made and collected at the Doshonic Recreation Area. This year, we have changed the times a little bit. So this year, it goes from 8 to 10. And we are asking for reservations just so that we have enough seating and everyone doesn't have to stand in line. And so you can go on our website to make your reservation. But then if you haven't, we're always taking walk-ins as well.
Okay. Now, on a normal year, when do you usually tap those trees? Correct me if I'm wrong. It's a little early, isn't it?
Yep. So this is 2 weeks earlier than what we tapped last year.
Okay. Well, that sounds amazing. Yep. Now, let's go ahead and talk about the take-home kits. You still have some of those available as well. Talk about what they are and how to go about getting one.
Right. So we did a little housekeeping and created some take-home kits that have everything you need to either make a bird feeder or a birdhouse to put up in your yard. I had assumed that these would be great projects for those cold days when you're stuck inside. But they are available at the Fossil and Prairie Center. They are $5 for a bag, and I believe each bag has two or three kits in there, which has everything you need and the instructions to make a bird feeder or birdhouse to put up in your yard.
Excellent. So you can do that. A great family activity as well. So stop by and pick those up. And a shameless plug for your February newsletter. It's called Conservation Connections. It's live on your website. Talk about that. And how do we get signed up for that?
So our newsletter comes out monthly, and it has all of our events with links and all the information on how to get signed up for them, plus other information as to when campgrounds will open. Our staff has been cleaning out wood duck boxes, so you can see how those are progressing, all that kind of information. There is a link on our county website to sign up, or you can give us a call at the Fossil and Prairie Center to get either on our emailing list, or if you prefer to have a hard copy, we can mail it to you as well.
Excellent. We are speaking with Floyd County naturalist Heidi Reams. Now, you mentioned camping in there. I'm not one to shy away from warmer weather events. How's the camping registrations going?
it surprises me how everyone is always dreaming of summer. We have reservations coming in on a daily basis. So if you are dreaming of summer, you can reserve your favorite campsite at the Ackley Creek or Doshonic Recreation Area, or reserve a cabin or a lodge for graduation open houses or family reunions. All of that is available on mycountyparks.com.
Awesome. Now, when do the county campgrounds open for the year? I know we're still a ways away.
Typically, they will open the beginning of May.
Beginning of May. Oh, that seems so far away. But we'll get there. We'll get there. Spring's what, 38 days away, I think, is what we counted right before we went on the air. So spring is coming.
Let's not rush it, because that means that field trip season's on the way, too.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, your days begin to pick up pretty rapidly after that.
They do.
Well, anything else that we may have missed, Heidi, that you want to promote?
Nope, I think those are our big ones. I would love to see everyone out for Maple Syrup Fest. Our foundation board will be flipping the pancakes, and then you'll be able to tour the Sugar Shack and maybe even help collect some sap and kind of see the whole process after you taste it.
That is awesome. More details online. Just search for Flint County Conservation on Facebook. And you can also go to floydcoia.org or go to mycountyparks.com as well and select Floyd County. Thank you very much, Heidi, for joining us. We'll talk to you in a few short weeks.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Naturalist Heidi Reams from the Floyd County Conservation on KCHA.